Well, good morning. I'm glad you're here. You may have a seat. I'm glad that you're a First Wesleyan Church today. It is our missions conference, and I'm glad that you have taken the time to come worship our Lord and Savior. We have a guest speaker with us today. Her name is Andrea Swartout. She's a missionary to Japan. In just a couple of moments, she's going to come, and she's going to share. And so I hope that you open your heart and your mind. I wonder if this week you have had any annoyances. Anybody had any annoyances this week? Now, don't point at a spouse. I saw that. Don't do that. Don't point at a child or at a parent, and don't do that. Every one of us has had annoyances this week. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? In our annoyances and in our frustrations, we turn to Almighty God for His help and His deliverance. And I will say this, and this is why I started in this way. It seems sometimes we get pretty reduced down to our little problems and our little difficulties and our things and our city and our neighborhood and our families. And I just want you to have a picture of that as Andrea comes and shares. God is doing things around the world. And in our little world, sometimes we think, well, what's God doing? I still have this backache, I still have this challenge, I still have this frustration, and I just want you to have a grander view today of what God is doing around the world. So Andrea Swartout is our missionary. She's going to come, and she's going to share, and so if you, come on up, Andrea, and if you would give her your attention this morning as she shares about what God is doing, and she even has a guest with her today. So Andrea, thanks for coming and sharing. Would you welcome her today to our platform? Thank you.
It's good to be here with you this morning. It's been about 5 years since I've been here, so it's lovely to see your new building. It really is amazing, and I'm just really glad and thankful to be with you. Since I've been back this time, God's been speaking to me through the book of Zechariah. And in the book of Zechariah, it tells of a people who had just come out of exile with a weak faith, and they were pretty unmotivated to rebuild the temple. Now, Haggai and Zechariah, they try to attempt to bring hope for rebuilding and a moral transformation to the nation. In this passage, there are two really key elements that we still find and are such an encouragement to us today, because just like they were rebuilding the temple, we as Christians are building God's kingdom here on earth. And the first portrait comes with an oil tree. It has an oil tree with two trees coming up the side, and then that oil is funneling down into seven candelabras. And basically that oil from the oil tree is being supplying the oil to keep those lights burning brightly. This was the candelabra they used in the Old Testament, and it was always had to be kept shining. Now, in the Old Testament, before this time, that oil was supplied by human tending. It was the priest who had to come and constantly fill the oil to make sure that the lights didn't go out. And that's the same encouragement we can have today, is that the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and provides us that oil. And it is not provided by human tending, but the strength that we need to keep our lights burning bright is supplied by God. And so this can be really hard for us to understand, because in Japan, there's 127 million people. 0.4% are Christians. Now, honestly, some days when I think about that, when I first went to Japan, it was 1%, and now it's 0.4%. And so when I think about all that needs to happen in Japan, I think I have to do more and work harder and do more and work harder and do more and work harder, right? Because we've got to get this done. This is important work. And so what happens if I keep trying and spinning my wheels and trying and trying and trying? There's burnout, right? So we have to rely on God's Spirit to do what He's called us to do. Otherwise, we're not going to be any use to Him. And so that's why it says in this passage, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And so we have to rely on God's Spirit. Not only me in Japan, but all of us here in the U.S. and around the world, we need God's Spirit to give us the energy and the fuel that we need to keep our light shining bright for Him. And then secondly, in verse 10 in this passage of Zechariah 4, it says, who dares despise the day of small things, right? In American culture, that's really hard for us because we believe bigger is better, right? And that is so hard for us to not only believe, because these people are rebuilding the temple, right? And if they're rebuilding a temple, that means there had to be a previous temple. So whose was the previous temple?
Solomon's temple, right? So what are two nouns that describe, or two adjectives that describe Solomon's temple? Just yell them out this morning. You can talk in church. I give you permission. Glorious. Oh, that's a great word. Beautiful. Huge, that's the word I use. I use huge and lavish. That's just so like that. And so here, all that they know is Solomon's temple, and these people are trying to rebuild the temple, and they're getting hopeless because we could never rebuild that. But did God ask them to rebuild Solomon's temple? Not in the least. He was calling them back to him and trying to get them to make him the priority of their community. And so we can see this in the New Testament as well, that sometimes God gives people a few things, God gives people very little things, and God gives people big things. And he expects us to use that, whatever he gives us. Can you think about where that's at in the New Testament? Somebody say it. He gives something little, big, and medium, and they're supposed to use it. Good. Parable of the talents. And so whatever God gives us, we are to use it for his glory. And so in Japan, it's on average 0.4% Christians. In my little tiny community of 60,000, yes, I live in a tiny community of 60,000 people. In Rapid, that's pretty big, right? In Japan, that's minuscule. And so in our community, there's 60,000 people with about 80 Christians in the whole town. So that comes out to about 0.1% if you do math. Honestly, I really, some days, I want to give up, right? Because if we look at it with human eyes and human economy, we say, this is not worth it. What are we doing here? But what happens when we look at it through God's eyes? We see 80 Christians that God has set aside to reach out to their community. And this morning, my friend Yuriko is here. Usually, at this point, I tell you a story, but this time you get to hear it firsthand. And I'm going to have Yuriko come up here and tell you about the church that we work with in Japan and have her give you her testimony. She's our pianist. You can come on up, Yuriko. She's the pianist in our church in Japan, and she's been a good friend. I've worked with her for the last 10 years or so, and she has been my translator for most of the time. I do speak in Japanese when I preach, but at Kyoto Nishi, we also have an English Bible study. So this is the person who translates for me. And please welcome Yuriko, and she's going to come and tell you her story.
Hello. It is nice to be here today. And my name is Yuriko Takeyama, as Andrea said. I live in Kyoto, Japan, and I'm bring greetings from Kyoto West Christian Church. And to start, I want to read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the elementary message about the Messiah, let us go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, facing God. And my mother is a Christian, and she was the one who first took me to church. When I was in high school, I was baptized because the people around me strongly encouraged me to do so. But it wasn't because I had made a decision to follow Christ, but because they wanted me to. After graduating from university in Japan, I attended Michigan State University to study music therapy. During my college years, my life was always changing, and I was busy trying to experience something new. So I didn't always go to church. Honestly, sometimes I felt completely far away from God. But he continuously loved me and waited for me to return to him. It took me a long time, but finally, God changed my life, and I truly came to love him. On top of that, he gave me a love for church. 10 years ago, God sent Andrea to our church, and I grew to love her too. She has been a gift to us from God. She has helped us to understand who God is in various ways. I came here today to see you. Even though Rapid City has many beautiful tourist attractions, I really came here to South Dakota, even in winter season. Because I wanted to meet those who have supported Andrea to make it possible for her to come to Japan. Andrea asked me to talk a little bit about the church in Japan. One of the biggest problems in Japanese church is that the church is aging. Right now, 90% of the pastors are over the age of 50, and the congregation's age is similar. It is becoming a serious problem. Every year, many pastors are having to retire, but there are only a few pastors to take their place. There are even a lot of pastors over the age of 80 years old, but they can't retire because there are no replacements if they do. Our church is small. Only about 20 people come to the Sunday service. The average size of the church in Japan is 30. It is difficult for a small church like mine to have a full-time pastor. Many pastors are now assigned to multiple churches. At first, when our church had to share a pastor, we became very worried about the future of our church. We wondered what would happen to us without the full-time care of pastor. Through this transition, we learned to share each other's burdens, encourage each other, and in many ways, we grew closer as a church family. It wasn't easy, but through this process, we began to take responsibility for our church and the church family. Because this trial helped us to grow stronger, I know that even when future issues arise, our church will continue to do what God wants us to do, and He will use our church to reach out to our neighborhood with God's love. During this difficult time, Andrea has continued to work alongside us. She started an English Bible study at our church, and now many people enjoy her class. Sometimes we have more people at the Bible study than at morning service, and even more exciting, over half of them are not Christians. It has been a big help for our church. Her approach to Bible study has been to make it easy for people to understand the Bible. And so the first time the Bible became alive for many of us, because of I get to translate for her, I also get excited to see when the lights come on for people who fast for the first time. I am very grateful to this church and all of you for helping to send missionaries to us. May God bless you. Thank you.
I love my church family in Japan, and it's small, but so is the church in Japan and as a whole. But the last few years, we've really been seeing something that we've never seen before. Even people that are in their 40s, have been there for 40 years, have been seeing some of the most open people we've seen ever in Japan. Christianity is very new to Japan, and so we have a lot of work cut out for us yet, but we're starting to see God move in some amazing ways. We can plant and we can water, but it's only God that makes that seed grow. And so we're planting and we're watering, and we know that at some point, the Bible says that every tongue, tribe, and nation will be around the throne of God, and we know that has to include Japanese people. And so at some point, God is gonna move a mighty mountain in Japan, and we're gonna see that breakthrough. And at this point, I am so excited to be alongside my brothers and sisters like Yoriko in Japan, helping to plant and helping to water. Hopefully in April, I'll be going back to Japan as long as I'm fully funded. And I'm going to actually be still working alongside the Kyoto West Church, but in a new capacity. This time when I go back in fall of 2020, I'll be opening a gospel cafe. You see, one of the problems we have in Japan that we as missionaries have been working on is how to break down those barriers. The main reason people say they won't go to church, the 70% will say the barrier is too high. And so we as missionaries have always been working to try to break down those barriers. And now we're trying even more and newer and bigger things to try to do that. And so when I go back this term, I'll be getting ready to open a gospel cafe in 2020. Because American women, we like to talk and we like to eat. And one of the best things about Japan is so do Japanese women. And they also love tea, but they also love their coffee. And so what a better way than to sit down and break some of those barriers drinking off over coffee. Because what is evangelism? We make it so difficult, but what it is just sharing your life with somebody and over coffee saying, hey, guess what God did in my life this week? And just sharing them what our God is like. And because if we share what our God is like, they're going to want to follow him too. And so that's what I'll be doing when I go back to Japan. I'll be getting everything ready. We have a lot of legal matters and such to take care of. And then we're switching to furloughs now. We'll all be coming back every 2 years for 3 months. So we're going to open it, the cafe, right after I go back this next time. But I want to thank you so much for your prayers and your support. If you don't have a new prayer card, they're at the back on the back table out this door. And if you don't get my monthly newsletter and would like to, just go ahead and fill out this form and just leave it on the table or give it to me. Your name and email address is fine. And then in closing, I'm going to have Yoriko come up, and she's going to play a song for us on the piano. You guys have been such a blessing to me. I truly believe that mission starts at the local church. So this ministry that we're doing in Japan, because you guys so faithfully give, you're a part of this ministry. This is your ministry. And so we're really excited about what the future holds. If you'd like to know more about what we'll be doing, I'd love to talk to you about it. But in closing, I just want to bless you just with a short song because you've blessed me so much. And this is a song that we as Kyoto West Church sings at the close of every service. And it basically says, God bless you. May God pour his rich blessings over you from above. May he protect your heart, your head, and your body. And may you be filled with joy. That is my prayer for you, that God would bless you.
I love hearing the language. So, if we can do this, this is not planned. So they don't know this is happening. You need to talk in Japanese, and you need to translate. So you need to talk and share something in Japanese, and then you will translate. So we will know what you're saying. Because I love to hear the language. How about each of you? I love hearing the language. And so it was a great song, but. What you all said about what you were singing, I didn't catch all of that and didn't remember all of it, but here we go. So tell us
maybe. Can I talk about her?
Can you talk about her?
I love being able to talk about her because it makes her so embarrassed.
Hold that microphone up and yes, please talk and just talk to us in Japanese, please.
10年前、京都西教会に行きました。
I came to Kyoto Nishikyokai 10 years ago. Kyoto Nishi Church. Kyoto West Church 10 years ago.
その時はその教会は多分30人ぐらいですね。
At that time, there were 30 people there were 30 people in church.
前の教会はすごく厳しいでした。
The before I went to in Japan, the church before I went to was a very
厳しい。It was very strict.
Very strict church.
でも初めて京都西教会に行った時はすごく自由が感じました。
When she first got into like Kyoto West Church, she felt so free. Atmosphere.
教会員はすごく愛を込めて、すごく家族らしいになりました。
The church was like more family atmosphere, and then loving and caring people were there.
よく愛さん会に食べました。
We often had like a party, family party, and then we bring the food and drink and then snacks, and then she enjoyed that.
お母さんは私の一番好きな料理を作ってくれました。
My mom brought the pumpkin salad, actually. That was her favorite.
毎回その愛さん会になった時はいつもその何ですかリクエストしてされてくれます。
As my mom knew, like this is like Andrea's favorite dish. So every party, she brought her like a pumpkin salad.
Yoriko の家族も愛している。
She loved my family too.
私の家族になりました。
My family became Andrea's.Family.
Many of you know, and some of you do not know, but Andrea has had some challenges in recent years physically with her tongue and having a little bit of tongue cancer. Now, I'd like an update on that if you're willing to provide that, because we want to pray for you in that. And here's one of the things that you understand, but I just want to remind you of this.The enemy tries to seek whom he can destroy, and sometimes he tries to take out those who are trying to be missionaries. I don't know if you tried to talk Japanese in recent days, but I'm assuming it's a little different to talk that with your tongue and your lips. And what the enemy is trying to do, we're going to try to, again, pray against. But give us an update on how you're doing, and if you would, please.
It's actually easier to speak Japanese because we don't use our mouths and we don't move as much and smile as much. So basically it's not as much movement. This has been 2006. So this is now 12 years since I was first diagnosed with cancer. I've had cancer 5 different times. There is no treatment. Radiation is only end option. And there is no chemotherapy that works. So basically I have to find it early and get it taken out. So I've had 5 surgeries to do so. I've asked God often, many times, why does this happen? And it tells us in Chronicles that the things that God reveals to you are for you in your faith journey, and the things that he keeps for himself, that's for him to know and you not to find out until he's ready to do so. And so he's revealed several things to me along the way. When I first got it, I knew it was going to help my testimony, because Japanese people are so afraid of death because there's no afterlife, and they don't know this is the only life they have. So the fact that I wasn't scared was a really big testimony to them. And then secondly, he revealed to me that every 3 months for the rest of my life, I'm gonna have to go for checkups because I have to keep on top of this. So every 3 months, I have to reassess my priorities and figure out, am I doing what God wants me to do? And honestly, people, that is a gift. If you have to every 3 months, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that is a gift from God. And then this last time I came back, and he gave me something new, and this might sound crazy to some of you, but he basically told me that the reason he allowed this tongue cancer to happen was the first 10 years or so in Japan, we weren't going to see any movement, and I was going to need to see God move mountains to keep me in Japan. It has been a very long, hard 10 years. Very long, hard 10 years. And it's only because I've seen God move so amazingly, miracle after miracle, through my tongue cancer journey that it has kept me encouraged and in Japan. And so now it has been 4 years since I've had my last tongue cancer surgery, the longest I've gone by far. And I don't know if it'll come back again, but for the first time, the last few years, we're really seeing God move mountains in Japan. And I think, I don't know for sure, but this is really a new chapter in life where God is saying, we're going to let you see mountains move now. in Japan. And so, yeah, whatever happens, I'm good with. I have an amazing Jewish doctor in Minneapolis who changes his schedule around to get me back. He always says, we got to move my schedule so I can get you back sooner. And I'm like, you do know what I do, right? And he's like, yeah, you're doing a great job. We got to get you back. So it's just amazing. Pray for my doctor here. I have an amazing doctor in Japan. And my tongue cancer is one of the things that I don't worry about. What keeps me up at night is how to reach the Japanese people. My tongue cancer actually encourages me. If that sounds crazy or not, I don't know, but that's the reality of it all. So.
Awesome, awesome. Very good. Thank you. We're going to pray, and so I'm going to ask these two ladies to kneel at the altar here today, and I'm going to ask you to stand, actually. And we're going to pray for Andrea and the ministry in Japan. If you want to come up and gather around them, you can. I will let you know this also. I know of events that are happening in our country and what's taking place in Florida. And I'm going to pray about that as well. I'm going to pray for other missionaries. You have a little flyer, and I'm going to pray for them as well. But I thought with Andrea here, and it's your, how do you pronounce?
Eureka.
Okay, Eureka. We're going to pray for them today, and I just also want you to hear these words. Here's what it says in Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. Verse 10 says, my shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. And then at the end of the verse, at the end of the chapter, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord, do his righteousness, and I will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High. Would you join me as we pray today? Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for what you're doing around the world. I thank you that we are able to have today with us Andrea and Eureka. And I just think of the things that they have shared this morning, and here we are gathered, 150, 200 of us here this morning, and there's others that are gathered around the city in larger and in smaller settings. And they come to worship you, and I thank you for this church that these ladies are involved in. Eureka has mentioned how there are pastors who are 80 years of age and older, and how can they retire because there's not new pastors that are coming. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would just open the floodgates of some young men, young women, individuals who will stand for you, and may you raise up individuals to be pastors of these churches. It needs to start with confession and in repentance to you. And so, Lord, I pray that that would happen and that you would raise up a whole gathering of individuals that will see these mountains be moved, as Andrea has just said. Lord, we don't understand having a community of 60,000 and only 80 Christians. There's more than that in this sanctuary today. And I pray that you would expand the ministry. I pray that your spirit would move, just as been mentioned, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. And so I pray for that. I pray for Andrea specifically today. I pray as she's gaining money and as she's touching lives and churches, I pray that you would go before her and give her your strength. Calm any doubts, calm any fears. And I pray that this would be true in her life, that the evil of the wicked would come to an end and that you would establish her as a righteous one. And we know that she loves you. And so, Lord, as she fixes her mind and her hearts on you, oh God, would you do a mighty work in and through her life. I pray for our other missionaries today. I think of Austin and Sabrina Blaine. I think of Bruce and Marsha Bonfleur. I'm thankful for Fred and Carol Cromer. Lord, we're thinking of Chris and Wendy and Kyler and Caden and Abigail England. We thank you for Randy and Linda Freeman. And Lord, we think of Tim and Tiffany and Katie and Johnny Gallant. Oh God, would you help each of our missionaries to minister for you. Thank you that we can give support and finances. Thank you that we can pray each month. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with each of them wherever they're at today, that they would just know of your presence, of your spirit today. Thank you for what they are doing, and thank you that we can be teamed in ministry with them. Lord Jesus, I want to pray for our country. We see these things that are happening in our country when people go into schools or wherever they go and fire and kill. We don't understand that, Lord. And Lord, I believe that everybody wants to blame somebody for this. And God, I believe that it's a sin issue. And so, Lord, I pray that you would rescue the lives and the hearts of Americans. May you help us not to blame one another and come up with whatever kind of controls we need. I pray, God, that you would do a mighty and a powerful work by your Spirit in our hearts and in our lives. And I pray that you would not let the evil of the wicked continue on, but that it would come to an end and that you would establish righteousness. And Lord, we will give thanks to you for your righteousness, and we will sing praise to your name. I pray that you would be with the victims of this shooting in Florida, as well as others that we're not even aware of that has happened around our country. And we pray for your protection upon them. And Lord Jesus, this morning as I'm praying, I know there's a group of people here that have come to worship you. And I pray that you would do something mighty in their hearts and their lives as we continue to worship and we continue to praise your name. And I pray, oh God, as was mentioned, would you provide that oil? Would you provide that resurgence? Would you provide for that first time to somebody here a touch of your spirit? And may, as they walk out of the doors today, may they just say yes to you, and may the impact that we have upon our culture and upon our city, upon our families, be none other than from you because of what you're doing. And so, Lord, I pray for each man, each woman that's here today. You've called them to be missionaries in their neighborhood and their work and in their homes. And I just pray that through your might and through your power, you would do something through this local body called First Wesleyan Church, and then it would expand and people would just know of your presence. And so, Lord, be with that man here today that feels like he's not doing what he should be doing. Help him to right his ways and say yes to you. The man that is very faithful, continue to embolden and encourage him in his walk, I pray today. I pray for that lady that's here that is kind of going wayward. I pray that she would say yes to you. And as she walks out today, she would make a determination to stand strong for you. And then those ladies that are here that are very faithful, I pray, God, that you would continue to embolden them, that you would release from them those challenges that come upon them, whether it be physical or spiritual or mental, emotional. I pray that you would just release that. And I pray that your spirit's power would be raised up. Be with the young men and young women, the boys and the girls. Oh, God, you have called many to missions. You've called many to ministry. You've called many as children. And so, Lord, would you help our kids to know of your call upon their life and that they would respond to you and do mighty things because of your spirit working within them. Oh, God, would you do a mighty work? And, Lord Jesus, I pray again for Andrea this morning and pray that you would touch her mouth, her tongue. Thank you for her testimony. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just watch over her and her physical body and that you would touch her as well. And so we pray for healing. We pray for continued healing. We pray for a continued working in your plan in her life. And so, Lord, I just give you praise today for that testimony. Lord, as we continue in our service today, may you bless us and may you challenge us, may you encourage us, and may you raise us up. We love you, Heavenly Father. We pray this all in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for joining me in prayer in that way. Richard Smith is coming. Richard Smith has led our missions conference, and there's a number of people who have set things up, and Richard's kind of been behind the scenes. He's going to talk a little bit. So thank you, Richard, for leading our missions conference. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. I really have had a great group of folks that have volunteered with us for the mission. So just want to thank all those folks who have taken time to come in, help decorate, get everything set up. I want to just kind of start off with what we have in our little brochure. So if you've seen it, it talks about the global outreach conferences. In Matthew 28, Jesus tells us to make disciples in all the world, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them the commandments of the Lord. So I've been really fortunate to get to spend some time with Andrea, and just can't tell you, you can't help but become infectious with her when she starts talking about what she's doing in her church. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about her, what she's doing over there in general, and then, but I want to bring all that back to talk about what all of our missionaries are doing. So she said 127 million people. So roughly, again, I'm a recovering engineer, so numbers mean something to me, and I'm going to talk general numbers so that you don't, it's not specific, so please just bear with me. So 127 million people, if we were to look around, each one of you in this room would represent about 500,000 people. Each one of you would represent that 500,000 people, Japanese people that are there right now. Wow. So 1%, how many people would that be real quick? It's about 3 people would represent that. So if 3 people would stand up. Chuck, Kathy, would you guys stand up? We need one more person. This is what it would look like in a percentage of a group this size in Japan. Thank you. Please have a seat. The community that she's going to work in, she talked about that. Roughly 60,000, so a little smaller than Rapid City as a whole. That's going to roughly be about 80 people. So 80 folks that are going to be Christians. If you start thinking about what that means to us, that gets down to about 3. So if we had 3 more people stand up in the room, that would be the number of people in a percentage wise that would be there as Christians in there. So understanding, you look around this room, you understand what a big number that is that she's trying to overcome. Want to just chat about what would that would be like in our church. So if we were all sitting here and there was only Christians and 1% of us, that would be 2 people. Only 2 of us would be Christians. How many of you have been to a gathering where there's only 2 Christians in a whole room this size? We're really blessed and fortunate in the United States that we don't have that. Where we're even more fortunate is that we have the opportunity to support missionaries that are out making that. So we've talked about Andrea and what she's doing in Japan and how that's working in her area. But understand, we have the Blaines that are out working, doing their work as well, in an area that's probably got a similar population to that. We've got the Englands who are doing the exact same kind of work in Croatia, working through what they can to lead people to the Lord. Just want to talk about how they do that a little bit, because I've learned in communicating with them and talking with them, they're not the evangelical people standing out on the street preaching and saying, you've got to come to the Lord or you're going to hell. That's not what they're doing. They're doing just what she talked about. They're building relationships. We build relationships with Andrea. Andrea then has the capacity to go out, build relationships with those other folks to take care of them, help them to lead them to the Lord, going back again to what it said in Matthew 28. So here's what I'm asking for you today. I'm asking you to consider taking your faith promise card and making a faith promise to help support what we do for the missions. So we support several missionaries across, and we do several things in our community, and we're looking to expand that. Just want to mention that I should have mentioned in the beginning, the Turners, Paul and Janet, who are in North Carolina for a little while, really have been the ones that have been instrumental in getting the missions conference set up and getting that going. I'll just tell you, we couldn't have done that without them. So thank you for them for what they're doing. So again, I'd ask you to consider making a faith promise in your card. You can just fill that out and put that in your offering. As we talked about, we have a special project that we're doing. You can see our large coffee cup. We have actually moved 2 of the labels from there. We've actually been able to raise just over $600 now for what's going to be her special project to get that started, where she can have people come in an environment they're comfortable with, where they can sit down and she can start to form those relationships. So just want to thank everybody for coming today. Just want to thank Andrea for what she's doing. She's really instrumental in what's going on and what happened today and yesterday.
You have in your bulletin a little flyer that lists the missionaries that we support. If you've kept track from the weeks previous, you also have how much we support them at. So if you are looking to give some money to the cafe project, please make sure you mark that check accordingly. And then this gives you opportunity to connect with our missionaries, because we pray for our missionaries. We like to stay in touch with them, and so I encourage you to do that. Most of our missionaries, if not all of them, send out some kind of a monthly update or some kind of a frequent update. And if you'd like to know what they're doing so you can pray for them more specifically, then you can find out and you can email them and say, I want to be added to your list. If you're not a part of Andrea's list, you can find out from her. Actually, if I may brag on Andrea for just a moment, she sends out typically a monthly prayer request, like for every day. She sends out, here, pray for this for February for me. And so it's like every day she gives you something to pray for. I mean, it's like, just like, here you go, feeding you. So wonderful that she stays in contact with us. And so please be willing to give. The praise team is coming back forward at this point in time, and we are going to receive our morning tithes and offerings as well as anything for missions. And let me pray for that as we give unto the Lord. Lord Jesus, I realize that many of us in this room will probably never make it to Japan physically, but we can make it financially to Japan through Andrea and through our gifts today, as well as to other places around the world. And so, Lord, help us to be willing to be, as mentioned in previous weeks, cheerful givers. Help us to see what you're doing, and may we be ones that look globally of what you do. Thank you, God, for allowing us financial resources, and may we be willing to give to you. We love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.